defending your freedom every single day.
From the GunBroker.com studios,
this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. It's Friday, and you know what I like to do at the end of the week? I like to bring in my good friend Lee, the gun writer Williams. And hold it. We're going to do that in just a second. But first, a couple things here. First, a sip of Defender coffee. Hold on. And it's hot coffee today because last night at about 4 o'clock, it was 74 degrees, and about 6 o'clock, it was 39 degrees. It was crazy. And I think we've seen the warm weather disappear around the ATL, so some hot Defender coffee is good. And I'm drinking that in a Kansas State Rifle Association mug, and it's wonderful. Great folks in Kansas, KQAM listeners, you're tuned in. I love you guys. You know that. Now, the gun writer is down in Florida, where it's not going to be as cool as it is here today. But the gun writer himself is like super cool. So we're going to go to him right now. Lee, the gun writer Williams, welcome in the studio with me, brother.
Yes.
Wait, say that again. I had to push a button. I didn't push the button. Let's start that over again. You ready? Lee, welcome back in the studio with me. How you doing?
Good, brother. How are you? It's damn near the weekend.
It is the weekend as far as I'm concerned, man. And I'm going to have a good weekend this weekend. I hope you are, too. You looking forward to some fun this weekend?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm going to get out to the range.
Got to love it, man. I am, too. I've two things I want to get out there with. First and foremost is I got that new Kimber Micro 9. I'm halfway through the break-in process on it. I had to get it off the range and clean it up. I'm about 250 rounds into it. Kimber looks at around 400 rounds to break it in. You know, and look, I'm going to be honest with you, Lee. Typically, I'm not a guy that's all about having to break a gun in. Man, I want a gun when it comes out of the box that's able to go bang, bang and defend me the minute I put it in a holster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
But I love this Micro 9. I fell in love with it. And I've got a little the SIG P938. I love the 1911 style micro guns. I've had a number of them over the years. I just think they're fun guns to shoot, and I love the actions on them, and I love the way they feel in my hand because they feel like a big gun, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool, man. I like that. All right. Boy, you know what? I hate to do this, listener, but I am going to talk about how right I am all the time. And Lee, you were right there with me. When did Florida's current governor get elected?
Current governor got elected last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2018, right? The election in 2018.
Yeah.
Agricultural Commission Commissioner Nikki Fried is a Democrat. She was also elected last year, barely, by the, you know, the scare, what do you call it, the hair on the whatever of my chinny chin chin or something like that, right?
As the something like that, yeah. She's the only person who holds statewide elective office who's a Democrat in Florida.
And she's the commissioner of the Department of Agriculture. Listener, you know I was talking about this earlier in the week, and I'm going to go here with Lee, because you wrote what I consider to be a definitive piece on this. And if it's okay with you, I'm actually going to read your piece. Is that all right? Do you mind?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Florida Agricultural Commission. I'll get this out. I swear. It's Friday. Leave me alone. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried wants radical changes to the concealed carry process. Listener, we spoke about this yesterday, but now we have the gun writer here who's going to give us his perspective on this in Florida. Commissioner Nikki Fried doesn't just want to tinker with the state's vaunted concealed weapon licensing system. She wants to violently overhaul it. According to the Capitol News Service, one of Fried's proposals would have concealed carriers renewing their licenses after just 5 years instead of the 7 years that are required now. But in my humble opinion, the most worrisome idea to come from the state's lone Democrat holding statewide elected office is that she wants to require CCW licensees to take a mandatory concealed carry class every single time they renew their license. Remember these points as we go through this, listener, okay? Because we're going to address each one of them with Lee. If you've gone through a course 1 year and then you've waited 5 or 7 years, haven't picked up your gun again, haven't cleaned it, haven't gone back to the range, your likelihood of you harming yourself if you need it increases, Fried told the Capitol News Service, adding that she believes her ideas will find bipartisan support. We're going to go back to that quote. Now, we've previously reported that Commissioner Fried has both a CCW license and a medical marijuana card in contravention of federal law. We're going to go back to that. These ideas of hers confirm she's using one card a hell of a lot more than the other. She must be high if she thinks the nanny state mentality will fly in Florida. If you're reading this, Commissioner Fried, let me be very clear. Most people who carry a concealed firearm go to great lengths to continue their training. They don't need you sending them back to kindergarten. We're going to go back there. Every 5 years, just because you spend more time with a bong than a Glock and are therefore incapable of comprehending the realities, complexities, and responsibilities of daily defensive carry. By the way, your examples are laughable, or at least they would be if they weren't so insulting and demeaning. I hope the legislature looks at Freed's ideas the same way I look at Cheech and Chong movies. They're funny at first, but after a while you realize it's just a couple stoners goofing off. Lee, those are some pretty powerful words. I want to go through it piece by piece with you, man, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Let's start with this, and I want to throw this disclaimer out, and I'm going to make this very clear. Listener, understand what I'm telling you. Here's the basic premise of this program and the basic premise of this upcoming conversation here with Lee. You can never, ever trust a Democrat. You can never trust a socialist, ever, when it comes to your rights. No Democrat ever in any position of power, anywhere throughout government, no matter at what level, can be trusted with your gun rights. Not one ever. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they look when they say it. I don't care what kind of document they sign. I don't care what kind of oath they take. No socialist can ever, ever be trusted when it comes to your gun rights. Lee, would you disagree with that bold statement?
I would not. I would not at all. I would say 20 years ago, when you had some of the Western states like South Dakota, where they were electing Democrats to Washington, a lot of those guys were very pro-gun. But nowadays, no, absolutely not.
Can't trust them. Can't trust one of them. When the election occurred, the two of us spoke about this concern before she was even signed into office and took an oath, because she hadn't been ratified yet because the vote was still too close, correct?
Correct. We knew it was going to be problematic.
Why?
Well, because she would tinker. And she, as a lot of people don't understand this, the Commissioner of Agriculture oversees licensing, and licensing oversees Florida's very, very vaunted concealed carry program. So it's within her wheelhouse now, unfortunately.
Okay.
And we were concerned. There was some movement by the legislator to take it away, take it out of that shop and put it under FDLE, which might have been going from the frying pan to the fire, especially when you look at all the delays and all the lawsuits that the good folks at Florida Carry have filed against FDLE. But we knew, bottom line, both you and I knew it was going to be a problem, that our rights were going to be under attack, and now they are.
The legislature, I think it's important to point out, looking at moving it back to under FDLE or taking it back to the State Department. We have to go there for a minute to explain. The reason, listener, that they were considering that was because a socialist Democrat, and that's what Democrats are today, socialists, was going to take over, looked like she was going to take over that position. So the legislature, the majority in Florida, the Republican majority, said, hey, we don't want this socialist running the agriculture department, because we don't want her overseeing our firearms, because the Republican legislators in Florida know that no Democrat socialist can be trusted with our gun rights. And she stood up and said, oh, that's not true. I don't want to kind of mess with it. It's already there. You know, it's all settled stuff. Except when she wants to mess with it. And now it's a year later. And I'm angry about this. I reported on this on the show yesterday. It may have been a couple days ago. I forget. I lose track of where I'm at anymore. I'm so busy, I can't keep track of anything. But here's what I want to read. And I'm going to go through a couple of these, too, but this one here. If you've gone through a course 1 year and then you've waited 5 or 7 years, you haven't picked up your gun, haven't cleaned it, haven't gone back to the range, your likelihood of you harming yourself if you need it increases. Where is she getting that information from?
I'm guessing she went through a course and waited 5 years, hasn't cleaned her gun, and the likelihood of her harming herself would naturally increase. I think that's probably personal opinion. Otherwise, it's pure bunkum.
Or it's a talking point. Or it's a talking point. I can promise you she's been in touch with every counter gun safety. I guarantee it. Don't think for 2 seconds they're not working her behind the scenes. These are bullet points.
Well, and the thing that gets me about the going back to the kindergarten comment that I made is, you know, in Florida, you have to prove you've had some training. You go to take a concealed carry course.
It's a joke, by the way. It's a joke, by the way.
We have millions of Floridians who have served in the military. All they have to do to get a state permit is submit a copy of their DD-214, their discharge papers.
Right.
So, and then you get a permit, assuming you pass a background check. So what do they have to do? because they've never been through a concealed carry course, because they earn the right to carry a concealed pistol, even though it's a God-given right. Under the eyes of Florida legislature, they earn the right by serving in the military. So do they have to now, after their license expires, go and take a concealed weapons course? I mean, it's unclear where that what would happen to all of the millions of veterans living in the state.
But it's not. But you know, I'm gonna throw this at you for the benefit of the listener, Lee. I know you know this, but I want to make the point to those of you listening. It's not unclear what she wants to do. She wants to step in the way of your Second Amendment rights and make it more difficult for you to obtain your permit. It costs over $100 to get the permit. Of course she wants to knock it back 2 years. Never met a good socialist that didn't want to take more of your money more frequently? Give me a break. We can see right through this woman like she's made out of glass, because that's what she is. When we come back, we're going to pick this apart a little bit. It doesn't matter if you live in Iowa. It doesn't matter if you live in Oregon. It doesn't matter if you live in New Mexico. This conversation is vital because Florida sets the tone for the nation and has for over 30 plus years when it comes to your permitting processes. Back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lenslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LenslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime. We'll be right back.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, back at you from the GunBroker.com studios. Real quick, Patricia Huff is going to be joining me this weekend on the MonsterCast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Of course, she is from GunBroker.com. We are going to be covering in a two-segment period a couple of different things, and then we're going to move over to some of the best-selling guns at GunBroker. We're going to cover bolt-action rifles, new and used, pump-action rifles, new and used, two really good categories that mean a lot to a lot of us, particularly if we're going to get out in the field during the fall and hopefully plink and have some fun and kill something to eat. So make sure not to miss this program coming up. Patricia's an awful lot of fun. And we're going to be doing another range bag giveaway here in the next couple of weeks. So make sure to support all of our sponsors. More about that later in the show. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, welcome back. You know, it's hard to keep Angry Mark in check when you're talking about this because we know what they're doing. It's just an impediment that they're throwing in front of you. It's another set of stop sticks that these Democrat, hateful, freedom-hating, rights-hating Democrats are throwing in front of law-abiding citizens. None of these measures would do anything to stop crime. And this is what I proved on the show the other day, and I'll prove it now. I'll tell you why. Because I can promise you this conversation. Listen, oh, man. Yo, I need you to rob that liquor store Friday, man, because my permit's not good anymore. Yeah, since they knocked it back, I haven't re-upped my permit. So I don't want to get busted on the way to the liquor store because my permit's no good anymore. So your permit's good. You still got a couple years left on your permit. Go ahead and rob it this time, okay? Said no gang-banging thug criminal robber ever. And she knows it. Lee, is it beyond ridiculous for me to point out that criminals don't get permits, that this is nothing but an impediment to law-abiding people?
No. That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly the way it was intended, to make it more difficult for the good law-abiding folks to get their permits and to get more money from them during the process.
Yeah, Florida's proposals would have concealed carriers renewing their license just after 5 years. We just covered that instead of seven. That's a money grab. The lone Democrat holding statewide elected office is the one that wants to require licensees to take a mandatory concealed carry class. Now, I said a couple times I wanted to point some things out when I was reading this piece, and this is one of them. And when you were commenting, I said it's a joke, by the way. It's a joke. I have taken Florida's concealed carry class. And those of you in Florida know what I'm talking about. If that's the only training you've ever had, let me encourage you to get more. Lee, I've sat through more than one class because I've sat through with other people who were getting their permits after I did, my wife included. And it's easy to do it at a gun show. Back then it was $35. It was 3 hours at the gun show. And then everybody got in a little bus and drove over to the closest range. And each one of them fired at a little target 15 feet down in the guy cleared your stuff and you did all your paperwork. The entire 3 hours class was sit filling out the paperwork, telling you to make sure that you dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's or that we'd reject it at the state. Very little training at all. And then a quick, okay, go ahead and shoot for me. Boom, 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 pow, 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 pew, 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 pew. You're good to go. And there's your permit process. That's a joke. So you're absolutely correct when you say that good, decent, law-abiding, hardworking citizens who have their permits spend an awful lot of time staying safe with their firearm. The last thing we need is some socialist goober telling us that we got to go back to kindergarten because that's what Florida's permit process is. Now, I'm not knocking all of them. I'm just telling you that that's the lowest common denominator that gets you a permit in Florida, correct?
Yeah. If that's the way you want to go, that's a joke.
And a million people do go that way. Now, there are others, too. I've taught the classes, okay? You can go through the entire, NRA certification. There's lots of different ways. But there are people who go through that. That's what she wants to do? Mandate that? Now, let's ask this question. I'm out of state. Am I going to have to get a class and send her certification every 5 years now instead of seven?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because Florida's out-of-state weapons, concealed carry weapons licenses are extremely popular. So, yeah, I'm guessing, Mark, you'd have to go somewhere and get some sheepskin saying that, yeah, after 5 years, I've gone back to kindergarten, and then send that into the state. Of course, that's going to cost you more money. That's going to cause more delay. It's just the whole thing is, not good, to use your friendly radio terms.
Yeah, is that no satellite radio moment words here, Lee, now? Until we get you on premium content, which is happening very, very soon, by the way. I know that because I had a little meeting today. More about that on the Sunday broadcast, yes. So let's go back to the bong and the Glock. On the bong and the Glock, you could write a song about that. Glock-a-bong, you know, bong-a-glock or whatever. But there's the Form 4473 specifically asks the question, if you are a user of illegal substances, and it specifically points out that marijuana under federal law is an illegal substance, and that if you answer, and that it doesn't discern that you have a medical marijuana card, it doesn't matter. Marijuana's illegal under federal law. If you lie on that form, you can't buy a gun. You lie, you're committing a federal felony of perjury. But if you check off yes that you are, you can't walk out with that gun, can you?
No. And that's just further example of her operating, you know, however she wants. This is clearly, take it right down to the base level. Your right to self-defense is a God-given right, and it's been codified in the Constitution. That little bit about infringing, this is clearly infringing. Yet she just doesn't care because she operates however recklessly she wants. And that's what this is, man. This is reckless.
This is important for a lot of different reasons, listener. We're going to move on to another topic here. The reason that I wanted to cover this with Lee, because he wrote this piece, he nailed her on this. This is the definitive piece. This closes it's checkmate. Don't smoke your bong in violation of federal law with your concealed carry permit and make yourself out to be a fuddette, okay? Female fuds or fuddettes. That's what we'll call them on this show. I don't care if they like that or not. But here, chivalry still exists. Fuddette. That's chivalrous. So she's a fuddette, smoking weed, telling you that she wants to, I guess you're just not trusted after 7 years? And she's got to knock it back to five for safety. What, it's not working now? Hasn't been working for the last 30-plus years?
Maybe all your skills degrade after 7 years. Maybe hers did. Mm. I don't know. The concealed carriers that I know, they're constantly, constantly training. I'm constantly training.
Of course. Everybody's always out having fun.
It's something you don't shut off.
You know, and let me, I do want to throw this out here. I know there's probably some trainers out there. I don't misunderstand me when I said, I'm not pointing to you as a trainer. I'm telling you that the state's basic minimum to get the permit, if that's what she's referring to as training, that's a joke. I'm sorry, that's a joke. Now, I know there are trainers out there by the thousands who do incredible work far and above and beyond what the state's minimum is, and I applaud every one of them. I also am certified in Florida and have done the same thing. I've taught a class or two. So I get that. I'm just pointing to what she's referring to as the state basic minimum, unless she's going to mandate, you know, higher, I don't know, minimum standards or something. I don't know. I don't know what this is with her, but it's the whole reason for talking about this is to prove to you once again that no socialist can be trusted. No socialist in a position of authority over your rights can be trusted when it comes to your gun rights. Not one ever. Ooh, Lee, it is enough to just, it's a good place to end this segment, I think. But when we come back, I want to take you to, because there's a court case. Oklahoma is permitless carry now, constitutional carry. And I want to cover that with you. And then I want to get your opinion on what, because this is the end of the week, some of the things I spoke about this week. The whole slap in the face to the socialists in Pittsburgh with that case. We'll be back after this with Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense of the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. Defender Coffee, you hear me talking about, I'm drinking it right now. Hold on. There you go, because the sign says no food or drink, so I drink it in the studio because the sign says I shouldn't. Signs are worthless, by the way. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, welcome back inside the studio with me. DefenderCoffee.com, you need to get a bag of this stuff if you don't have one, Lee. I got to send you some.
Love some.
Okay, it's coming down your way. Right to carry revolution. Oklahoma's permitless carry law takes effect. You know what, Oklahoma? Congrats, baby. Scott Jensen, you're in Enid, Oklahoma. I know you send me emails all the time, and you're in Enid, Oklahoma. God bless you, bro. Permitless carry, constitutional carry, goes in effect today in Oklahoma after a challenge to the lawsuit, which a judge said, I say nay, nay. To quote the old comic John Pinette. You remember John Pinette, Lee?
Yes.
There better be a buffet at the end of that line, I'm telling you, if I'm going to wait an hour and 45 minutes in a line at Disney World. There better be a buffet. Well, he was famous for saying, oh, I say nay, nay. That's what a judge said in Oklahoma, nay, nay. On Thursday, Lowe filed for an emergency stay and temporary injunction in the case with the Oklahoma Supreme Court. In court documents obtained by News 4, Lowe argues that House Bill 2597 violates the single subject rule by addressing a number of other subjects, including a campus weapons ban, blah, blah, blah. In the paperwork, the plaintiff asked the Supreme Court to reverse the trial court's denial of the temporary injunction. That argument didn't hold much weight with the justices, apparently, as they declined the temporary injunction. So there you go. The state has adopted permitless or constitutional carry. It's effective today. Now, that's 16 states across the country, Lee, the gun writer Williams, isn't it?
It is. And congratulations, Oklahomans. Long time coming. I wish you would matriculate down here. Enjoy your restored freedoms.
There's a bill, if I'm not mistaken, circulating somewhere down there in the FLA for permitless carry. Can you tell us anything about that? Am I misreading something? I believe there's something coming up.
All I know is it's been filed.
It has been filed. I don't know
the status of it or anything like that. But, you know, after we were just sold out so badly by our former governor and his cronies, I'm not holding out much hope for it. I certainly, Mark, hope I'm wrong.
Not even with your new governor, because I feel pretty confident your new gov would probably sign that measure if it got to his desk.
I think he would. I just don't know if the legislature would get it there.
Well, you got to deal with those rhinos down in southeast Florida who hold a tremendous amount of power. One or two of them in a position of authority can keep a bill from even getting to the floor. And they're Republicans, too, by the way. But they're not. They say they are, but they're not. Who was it? I can't even remember their names anymore. Spent so much time talking about them. But regardless, there's a hurdle to overcome down there in southeast Florida. It would be nice to see that happen. It would be nice to see that happen in the state of Georgia with Kemp sitting in the governor's mansion, who would absolutely sign the bill. He ran on it. And we need to do everything in our power to get that bill in front of the governor for constitutional carry. We could become state number 17 in the blink of an eye. The man would sign the bill, bar none. So we've got some hurdles that we have to overcome as well. Now, in those 16 states, is it a bloodbath?
Oh, yeah, it was total anarchy. Gunfights everywhere. Most folks have to go back to their house 2 or 3 times a day for more ammo. No, I'm sorry, just the opposite of that. Yeah,
have to go
nothing
back
happens.
To their
just
home.
Like campus carry. Add guns to campus, nothing happens.
I got the visual of somebody coming back from work. Hey, boss, I got to go back to the house. I'm out of ammo. I'll be back in a few minutes. Mm. Yeah, it doesn't happen. And you don't have to have your Jeep doesn't have to go up on risers. You don't have to elevate your trucks. Spend a bunch of money because you got to drive through those rivers of blood. It doesn't happen. It's nothing but a bunch of hype thrown down on you by who? Socialists who hate this country, who hate what this country stands for. But it's huge for Oklahoma. It's huge news. Now, let's kind of segue over to Pittsburgh. This is such a great case. Again, something we talked about this week, listeners. Lee, I think you'll agree with me on this, that if a body, I call them HOA wannabes, you know, city councils, what a joke. The city councils are just homeowners association wannabes, just people who, for whatever reason, I guess they just haven't done enough in their personal lives to gain some authority, that they want to just wield some power and authority over their neighbors. And in the case of a city council, other neighbors, not just the HOAs, but all the HOAs and the people that live there, because they act like it's their money. They act like, you know, I can't even really say what I want to say. But Pittsburgh's a prime example. You have 9 socialists sitting on the city council, 6 of whom voted for additional gun controls, which were in complete violation of state law, blatant violation of state law. A 10-year-old could have read it and said, no, they're not allowed to do that. It says right there they can't do that, Mommy. Why do they do that? These people should be held civilly and criminally liable when a judge says no and smacks them in the face and says you can't do that, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I've long said that our most important pro-gun law that we have on the books is the preemption law, which precludes your HOA wannabes, school boards, cities, counties, whatever, from regulating firearms in any way. And Florida's law actually has teeth. If that happened in Florida, they'd all be looking for work and they'd all be $5,000 poorer.
Yeah, but long before, I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's knock out Pittsburgh's deal first, and then let's go back to the teeth that Florida put in. Listener, you're going to want, if your preemption laws in your state don't have the teeth that Florida's has now, this is something you might want to bring up with your grassroots organizations or to your own state legislators, if you know them. If you don't know them, you should take one out to lunch, by the way. They're all about getting free stuff. They'll take a free lunch from you, and they need to hear about this. But in Pittsburgh, they were struck down immediately. And, of course, being good little socialists that march in line with other socialists in higher positions of power than they have, they vow to fight on. And they're going to do it with every town for gun safety's attorneys, even though Shannon Watt says, we're not, just because we do this work doesn't mean we're anti-gun. We're not anti-gun, and we're not anti-Second Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's laughable as they fund these illegal suits. Now, there is apparently some work behind the scenes, Lee, going on to hold these people accountable criminally and civilly. We're going to follow that, but that was part of what we talked about this week. In Florida, it's important to point out, and I can remember reporting on these and writing about these cases 10 years ago on Armed American Radio, where Lee County, for example, just south of you, Lee, two separate deals. Lee lives north of Lee County, which is the Fort Myers area, tried to ban guns in their parks, for example, in their county parks. And they got sued. In fact, Florida Carry grew out of this effort to stop this infringement on the preemptions, correct?
Yes, they did. That was their big claim to fame. And they did a tremendous job at that.
Well, it became, because they did such a great job, it became a part of the legislature said, you know what? Look at these lawsuits. We shouldn't have to be suing these municipalities. And they're all controlled by who, Lee? What were they? Socialists, right? Or Democrats, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there was a Republican city council in the state of Florida that tried to infringe on anybody's rights. It was all the socialists.
None come to mind.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just say that for, just to be proven right yet again. But what happened was the legislature said, you know what? Now, this isn't going to fly. We shouldn't have to be mired in court, waste taxpayer money, when this is what the state law says. So they went ahead and they put some teeth in that bill that said, if you are found to be violating these state preemption laws, if you want to take it upon yourself to do so, we can remove you from office and we can fine you personally $5,000, then chuck you out of office. Am I missing anything on that?
No, and it's teeth. I mean, it can be defined so narrowly, too. That's the beauty of it. We had our own city commission here in Sarasota a couple of years ago wanting to have a resolution about how bad assault weapons, quote unquote, are, and wanted to try and ban them in the city. They found out they couldn't. They were just going to make a resolution to say how bad they were. This city attorney told them without any shred of doubt, you go ahead and pass your resolution, you even so much as vote on it, you're going to be violating preemption. And you know who up in Tallahassee was waiting in the wings for them to do it. They didn't even vote on it because that would have violated preemption. That's the beauty of that law, Mark.
Yeah, that law is beautiful. And I think that's what we were saying, listener. If your law doesn't have teeth in it, look into it in your state preemptions law and find out if you have teeth. If not, do it. And you know what? Every good little socialist throughout the state whined and cried like a little girl when they tried to tell them, hey, you have to follow the law. They didn't like that. Ain't that just like a socialist? Back right after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. We are back, man. I cannot believe it is already segment four. Couple shout-outs that I meant to do earlier in the week and I didn't. But two individuals who you've heard on this program before, in fact, Rick Ector from Detroit CCW was sitting with me live at the Gun Rights Policy Conference back at the end of September, was on the show with me. And that was from Phoenix, and that was a lot of fun. And my good friend Marcus Weldon, who is otherwise known as the Santa Claus shooter, the Santa shooter, who defended himself with a firearm, and a young lady who was changing a tire at a gas station a number of years ago in Detroit when they were attacked, and he used a firearm to defend himself and was facing seven felonies. Went to court, and Lee Williams, the gun writer, you might know this story. If you don't, he was dressed up as Santa Claus because he was coming from an office Christmas party a couple days before Christmas, found himself charged. He had attorneys telling him, just take the plea, you'll be out in a year. He said, absolutely not. I defended myself, and he was acquitted on all seven counts, but it cost him a fortune. Both of those individuals, both very fine men and both good friends of mine personally, were on Tucker Carlson this week about segments about guns and carry permits and so forth in Detroit. So they did a great job. I want to give both of them a huge shout out. We'll bring both of them back to the program in the near future. Also, the range bag giveaway from GunBroker.com. We've got a new one coming up in 2 weeks. Pay really careful attention this coming Sunday. On the 23rd of November, Lee Williams, I'd love to see if you could make it up here. That'd be kind of fun. But I'm going to be at the High Caliber Gun Shop in Holly Springs, Georgia, just north of downtown Atlanta, with my good friend, the owner, Sean, who's been a guest on the program over the years, former Georgia State Representative. And we're going to do a Grilling While Armed event for the first time. George the Mad Ogre Hill is going to be with me. We're going to be signing Grilling While Armed. Gun Broker is going to be there. We'll be Grilling While Armed under the tent. Leadslinger's Whiskey CEO Brad Primo is going to be there. Could he possibly have some samples for us? I don't know. You'll have to show up to find out. And there will be all kinds of specials going on because it's a pre-Black Friday sale. And I'll be there, and it'll be a lot of fun. If you're listening and you're in the area, in the viewing area, come on up and have some fun with us on November 23rd. The event will be going on at the gun show or at the gun shop all day long. Lee, welcome back, bro.
Thanks, brother.
I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you if you can come up on November 23rd, the week of Thanksgiving, because I know it's a tough week to do it. So I'm not even going to ask you to do that. I'm just going to throw the invite out there. If you can make it, you can make it, right?
Right.
Hey, did you see this woman go off on Beto Goofball O'Rourke from Connecticut when he was up in Newtown?
Yes.
Wasn't that classic?
Somebody, we have readers there. Somebody has to buy her a drink.
I think somebody probably already did. And I'll tell you what, somebody ought to buy him a drink after that tongue lashing he got, because she cussed him out with a lot of satellite radio moment words and essentially said, don't you come to the town of Newtown and grandstand politically in this town. Don't you do it, and threaten to take away Americans' rights and freedoms. And then she went on to talk about Trump 2020 and how Beto O'Rourke didn't have the to stand there and answer her questions. And she gave the old, you know, fingers. Come on. Talk to me. Come on. Let's go, Beto. Let's go. You answer my questions. Of course, he can't. Not only wouldn't he couldn't. Right. But I got a big kick out of that. I love listening to her just go up one side of him and down the other. What were your thoughts?
It's all over the internet, folks. If you haven't seen it or listened to it, it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah.
She manhandles him in just a myriad of ways. Yeah, he was destroyed.
What was interesting, too, when you watch the video is some guy in a polo shirt, obviously a good little socialist who was trying to protect Beto. I don't know if he was working with Beto and who knows, but he would go over to her and start leaning and saying, ma'am, because he didn't like what she was saying. Ooh,
yeah.
Imagine that. So let's get the conservative who's just berating this guy and making him look like the clown posse socialist fool that he is. And so she started maneuvering around the room as somebody else got close to her, another Beto defender. Somebody else got close to her. You know, she'd move to another side. And then she was saying, come on, let's go. Come on, answer my questions. Why this, why that, why this? And it was BS this. She was all over it. And it was really, really enjoyable to watch. I could play the audio, Lee, but I'd have to cut it up to the point it wouldn't be any fun to listen to it because you miss all the good stuff in there, right?
Yeah. I don't think that's made for FCC approval.
Yeah, and Andrew Pollack, of course, we know the father of beautiful Meadow Pollack, who was murdered by Nicholas Cruz in Florida at Parkland, is out now, and he's making some news yet again, talking about guns not creating school shootings, leftist policies do. This guy's got it going on. Anytime, if you haven't read anything by Andrew Pollack or you haven't listened to him, look him up. Listen to what he has to say and pay very careful attention. This is coming from a man who lost his daughter. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he gets up and goes through every day. My daughter is about 8 to 10 months difference in age of his daughter, and I don't know how he does it. My heart goes out to him. My prayers go out to him on a regular basis. And thank God he's talking about these things in real terms of common sense. He stands up and gets in their face, too, and they can't answer his questions, nor do they even want to be in the same room with the man, because he buries him. Have you ever talked to him, Lee, down in Florida by any chance, Pollack?
No, I have not spoken to him. I've followed him from afar. The man, his bravery, the fact that he was able to, like you said, even function is a miracle.
It is really something else. I just can't, as a father of a daughter that age, I just can't even imagine. So I do have a line to get him on the program. I can do that at any time. And I will. I promise you we'll bring him to a monster cast. I've had questions before. Why haven't you brought him on the program before? I don't know. I don't know why. It's such an awful, terrible thing. I hate the fact, Lee, that the limelight, I just can't stand it. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. But I will do it. I do want to bring him on. It's just one of those things where time and the next thing you know, you look back, it's like, man, I've been meaning to do that, and we need to do that. So we'll bring Andrew Pollack to the program. I'm telling you that up front, and I can promise you that we can make that happen. Lee, another topic that a lot of people don't like to talk about that we're going to cover with the last couple and a half minutes here is you and I are going to be talking with a friend of yours. And he wrote a piece, and I'll direct people over there now. It's at theheraldtribune.com on veterans, thoughts of death and reasons to live by Gilly. Tell us a little bit about Brian Gilly. He's writing for you. He works with you. And suicide,
he is,
big deal.
Medical. technically retired member of the Army's most elite special operations unit, and he's got the medals and the scars to prove it. He's just an incredible guy. Ranger Tab, Green Beret, and then he went on up and above all of that. Deployed, was a troop sergeant major for that unit. Just basically got out to a host of medical problems. And he talks about what he went through leaving that unit, going from zero to 120 every day and then getting out. And he really, really speaks on behalf of a lot of veterans in that, you know, he talks about the struggles that everybody has with suicide and, you know, how he did too. And he's very candid, very open, great writer. One of the best columns I've ever read in my life. And finally says, you know, I'm not going to go out like that. He's never quit anything in his life. He's not going to quit here. And it's just a story of amazing redemption by this man who is a military affairs columnist here at the Herald Tribune. This is his third column. I'm so proud to say I know him. I'm so proud to consider him a friend, and I'm even more prouder that he's writing for our paper.
Yeah, let me quote some of this, if I could, real quick in the last minute we have. I can't say I never thought about suicide, but I can say I've never truly thought about it as an option. When I was at my lowest, I had relationship problems. I was full of alcohol. Sitting in my back room with my pistol sitting next to me, I started to think, is it the answer? He reached out to some friends. He says, my daughters, what would they think? What would they do? How would they feel? Just like everyone else who loved me. My dad, who had already passed on and who was so proud of me, I couldn't do that to him. I can't wait to see him, but just not now. Not now. My mother, God, how would she feel? She would be crushed. Nope, not the answer. I've never given up on anything, so I decided I couldn't give up on myself. That's a taste of the piece that you'll get. Again, let me give you the title of it one more time so you can go and read it. I would highly recommend you do it over the weekend. On Veterans, Thoughts of Death and Reasons to Live. It's a very, very powerful and very moving piece. We're going to bring Brian Gilley to the program next week. I'll let you know when, but he will be on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense next week. Hey, Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, thegunwriter.com. I got to let you go, bud, and tell you have a great weekend. I hope you had a great Halloween last night. Enjoy your crappy, sunny, warm Florida weather, too, by the way. I'm just saying. Armed American Radio will be back on the MonsterCast on Sunday, maybe just a little. You know the routine. Never leave your cave without your club. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the MonsterCast in just a couple days.